So on the agenda today is kind of a mixed bag of some recent 1031 cases, rulings, and then I thought I would sprinkle in some kind of real-world transactions that I've been seeing over the last year, year and a half. I went back and looked at the agenda for this program over the last few years, and it looked like the last time anybody spoke on 1031 exchanges was 2 years ago. So I tried to grab some materials from the last 18 months or so just to make sure everybody's current with the new changes in law. So let's jump right in. The biggest development in 1031 in the last 15 years or so is this case, Estate of Bartell. Fully reviewed tax court opinion dealing with a reverse build-to-suit 1031 exchange transaction. It really is a remarkable decision, and it took forever to get it. The initial transaction was audited, I believe, in 2004, and the case didn't come out until 2016. So 12 years it languished in the tax court before finally being issued. Not sure why it took so long, but that's what it is. So I thought I'd go through the facts, and then we'll talk about what it really means. So the taxpayer in Bartell was an S corporation, Bartell Drugs, Inc., Drugstore, Inc., owned by a family. It had two or three shareholders, as I recall. And it was just a normal pharmacy chain in the Pacific Northwest operating in the Seattle area. So it was like a Walgreens or a CVS, just a local brand. And because the big brands were starting to invade its market, Bartell was looking to change its business model. All of its stores had always been in little strip centers, but it wanted to act more like a Walgreens, and so it began kind of an acquisitions phase of going out and looking for corner stores where it could build a large corner drugstore with a drive-through.